I'll call the meeting to order. Adopt or amend the agenda? Anything to add? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt it.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made by Jane and seconded by Tim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And that's to include these as well.
That's just the agenda.
Okay.
That's for the full board.
Yep.
Okay. The minutes from the June 18th, 2024 meeting. Was in your packet. If you got any additions, corrections, or anything like that, let me know. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Motion by Tina. Seconded by?
I'll second it.
Jane. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Second quarter financials on page 5.
Yeah, so the quarter 2 report begins on page 5 with the year-to-date receipts and expenses. Interest receipts for quarter 1 and quarter 2 have averaged nearly $48,000 per month, which is 35% higher than we originally budgeted for 2 years ago before we knew the market was going to rebound. The next Fed policy meeting is at the end of this month. We're still able to renew our CDs at rates between 5 and 5.35%, so we're confident that that line will be strong for the rest of the year. Moving to page 6 and 7, this is the illustration of our cash and investment balances on June 30th. The magic fund on that at that time was at 5.29. Today it's at 5.27, so still hovering right around that 5.30% that we've been experiencing for the last year. We have a local CD maturing this week, and we have 12 CDs maturing for the rest of 2024. Moving on to...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
On the bottom of page 6, just what that 90,000
sure.
Parentheses was.
So, yeah, that's a great question. Actually, when I looked at that, I went, oh, the formatting is wrong. This is the offset of the accumulated depreciation that shows on page 5. So it's an audit exercise that they have us do.
Uh-huh.
They have us add it to the one side of the fund balance, and then we take it off on the other side. And the reason that it's not labeled is because, like I say, my formatting is off. So
yeah,
I'll have that fixed for the next financials.
Okay. Yep. So that's the accumulated depreciation showing both sides. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. And it's all just an exercise required by the auditors. So.
All
right.
Thank you.
On the CDs. They used to always show up like 249,000 or something, and now we're at 236, 237, 232. What?
It's because of the higher rates. So our balances, we don't have to have as much money in the CD to earn
the
same amount of interest.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So when we purchase those, we get a printout that shows how much the CD is going to cost and how much it's going to be at maturity.
Right.
Our maturity is never over 250,000 to stay within FDIC. The exception to that rule is our local CD program.
Yeah.
Because these banks that we're partnering with right now are willing to send us monthly interest checks.
Okay.
So we never go out of our FDIC limit. The interest is being sent to us monthly.
Do you feel that that's an advantage for the locals that we get an interest check?
I think it was just an opportunity to strengthen the relationship.
Yeah.
We've looked at a couple of other locals this week.
Yeah, the local rates are still right around 5%, 5.10, so there's an opportunity to capitalize on that as well.
Are we going to renew them with the locals if they come due?
Yeah, we're looking at what highest interest rate, longest term at this point. So trying to capture it for more than 1 year potentially.
So today's rates, we were able to capitalize on a 5.10 that won't renew until 2026. If rates go down in September, then we're already ahead of the game. So,
right. Okay.
Great question.
and she had a question about page 2.
We can visit about that after, if that's okay.
Yep,
I can show you how
fine.
It works. Okay. Okay, so on page 8 is our illustration of the year-to-date revenue receipts as a percentage against that annual budget. On this page, I'll draw your attention to the page in receipts. They've averaged nearly $11,000 for the first half of the year, which is 6% higher than the same time last year. Quarter one and quarter two is when we see the most activity with the Minnesota Department of Revenue, with that revenue recapture payments as people file their taxes. We'll see another little boost here as the property tax rebates go out. I would anticipate that page in receipts trend down a little bit for the remainder of the year, but I still don't see any issue with the budget line at all. Moving on to page 9 and 10. These are our year-to-date operating expenses as compared to those in 2023. Personnel spending is on track at 48.1% spent in 2024. It's reflective of current hiring and turnover that we're experiencing. Did you have a question? Anybody have questions on the personnel lines? Did you?
No, I think overall, if it's at 48%, we're halfway through the year. We're pretty much on track.
So on the para, is most of our employees in para?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are, because para is going to open it up here for 30 days. If I want to option out, or somebody that's already employed at the county can option in.
Sure, and that's for elected officials.
Oh, it's only for elected officials.
Yeah, that's there was a legislative change last year where any employee who earns over $425 per month has to be enrolled in PARA. So that affected a handful of our employees that were right on the line. It used to be where it was $5,100 annually, and then they wouldn't have to participate in PARA. So mostly the demographic that affects is our substitutes.
Okay.
If they pick up extra shifts because of a vacancy, all of a sudden they have to do para. So it's kind of a little confusing, and it's a little challenging, but minimal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Moving right down to about halfway into the page, on page 9, our patron contact services line looks a little out of whack this year. We're trying some new communication strategies, and we're able to pre-buy some voicemail messaging to use for patrons with past due notices in an effort to keep things out of the mail, because our mailed notices are now at 83 cents per notice. So we're trying some new methods of mm-hmm. communication to get those items back. So... Other than that, we have received the invoice for our portion of the lighting project, so you'll see that in our July financials, and that will impact that building maintenance line. And then on page 10, at the bottom, you can see that overall we're 48.9% spent for the year, so we're right on track. Page 11 and 12. This is our illustration of our fund balances. So this is our grant spending and our fund development spending, those funds that have assignments to them. So no real impact on the budget, other than to know that building maintenance line will be used to offset that $48,000 lighting project that was approved. So you'll see that go away at the end of this month as well. Did anybody have any questions?
I do have just a quick question, going back to page 8.
Okay.
And Karen mm-hmm. reminded me of what they were, and I took notes on the. So there's in the balances, there's obviously the interest reflects in there, 86,000 in interest that we've accrued so far this year.
Sure.
In addition to. The $825 over for Sartell, and that was related to
the locker.
The locker. See, again. And then the St. Cloud reimbursement, too, which was the custodial. And so I just wanted to clarify that for myself out loud, why those things were like over what we budgeted. And, just and in addition to, you had, I think, mentioned the RLBSS, the state aid. So that's higher than what we budgeted for various reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This will be the last budget year where we didn't know the number before we set the budget. So after that, but that number is higher.
Better to be over than
under. Yes. That was always, that was never a good feeling in September until that number came through. So,
kind of like a shot in the dark sometimes.
Always. Yeah. It's very nice that we'll know it.
Right. So just when things are a little, you just kind of want to understand the why. So thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? And this is an action item.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve the second quarter financials. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 2025 budget proposal. It starts on page 13.
Yeah, so the budget proposal begins on page 13 with an overall increase of 3.26%. The operating revenue lines are increasing by 3.22%. The capital is going up by 16.67%. Page 15 is that summary that does it by category. And then on page 16, you can see the revenue budget, and 17 is the capital budget by line. The legislative changes to the ROBSS funding that we just talked about, it makes this number more accurate, and going forward, it'll help us make better decisions. The budget also includes the use of $389,000 from the 2023 budget surplus. And then we've $233,744 worth of reserves. And those two lines are right in the middle of page 16. Any questions on page 16 or 17?
Nope. Questions?
All right. So page 18 and 19 is the lines, and actually on 20 as well, are the expenditure lines by category. The personnel budget includes the negotiated wage increases for 2025 and the St. Michael budget designation for increased staffing. It also continues the additional open hours that were set in 2022. Adjustments within the lines themselves mostly are around cataloging and automation software, and that's just due to increased pricing to maintain service. And then we've also adjusted the mileage reimbursement because of the higher IRS rates and because more people are traveling now after the pandemic. For those last couple of years, we lowered it because nobody was going out. So we got to get that line fixed as well. The factor table impacts for the signatories are on page 21. The lower left is the 2025 contributions, and the lower right are the financial and percentage impacts. So tonight we're asking approval from the committee to complete that budget process timeline that we started in January. And if anybody has any questions, we're ready to answer them.
Any questions?
I just have a comment, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
I just wanted to thank everybody that worked towards. We used a little bit more reserves to kind of get this down for the impact on Wright County on our budget moving forward. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. It's very meaningful. As we all know, we're going back and moving through our budget process at the county. And, I love the library, and I want to, obviously, we're partners in this. But I appreciate the efforts that were made a lot.
And I think this group in the last number of years has kind of looked at every county a little bit more than maybe they did prior to.
Yeah, it's a more holistic approach for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we want We aim to have a budget that's a win for everybody.
Right.
Fortunately, other revenue.
It's hard.
And it's hard. And during the pandemic, the counties picked up a big chunk that went away when interest went down. That six-figure number went to almost nothing overnight. And so it makes sense that we're not just looking at one source of revenue. We're looking at all sources of revenue. And I think that really helps balance things as much as we can. It's a tough balance.
It is.
And I was going to say it later. I'll probably say it later. But, you know, credit to Zuria, Wayne, and Lee for going down to the Capitol with me how many times to try to get that RLBSS passed. Because that's $200,000 of revenue that wouldn't have been in this budget without it. So.
Yeah. And we had somebody that was really lobbying for us down there, too.
Oh, yeah. Representative Volgamot was really big. The MLA lobbyist. I mean, that was a 10-year project over multiple people, but not everybody had commissioners and board members down at the Capitol with them, so
okay.
I'm very proud of the fact. And, you know, Zuria testified twice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that goes a long way.
It
Sometimes
does.
You think you're banging your head against
the wall.
She did
a great job. Mm-hmm.
It does go. They do listen when you're there. So, this is an action item. You got anything else, Amy? This is an action item, and this will be our, if we approve that, it'll more than likely be our 2025 budget. So, looking for a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Tina. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Jane. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks to everybody that had input on this. I know Karen called a couple of you that couldn't make it. We've had, want everybody to be in tune with what's going to happen. It's kind of hard to go to your county.
Right.
With a surprise, right?
And I'll come visit you all.
Yeah. Okay, our next meeting is unassigned fund balance recovery plan.
Yeah, so on page 23 and 25, we need to follow financial chapter 19 of our fund balance policy that says that when we use reserves in the budget, we have to have a spending and recovery plan in place in order to do that at the time that the budget is approved. So on page 25, we went back and forth about how to best illustrate where we've been and where we're going with the fund balance spend down plan. So on the left, you can see the budget years where we've assigned new funds from the unassigned fund balance into the budget. And then the spend down plan per year is by line. So the bold amounts are the original amounts, and then the italic numbers are ones that we've already implemented into our budget. So starting with 2025, the bolded, the biggest square on the bottom is the amount that will be going into the budget through the 2030 revenue cycle. At the end of this budget spend on plan, we'll be using $1.246 million of our reserves, which is part of that goal to get our reserves down to 4.5 months. So this spend down plan would combine them all into one, and so then we don't have to have three lines in our revenue budget lines, and just makes tracking a little bit easier.
Makes sense to me.
It was hard to translate. Like, we know.
Visual three.
Yeah. You did a great job. Yeah.
Anything else? Any questions?
Just a question. As we may, again, collect more revenue than in the budget, this would then... It would alter this a little bit. We'd add those numbers into that, and it would adjust accordingly.
At any time, the board can say, we want to do something different. So then it would just be a matter of us coming up with a new plan and passing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have the roll forward. Like, if you look at the 25 budget document, there's the reserve line, but there's also the surplus line.
Right.
And that was left over from last year. So we have two lines that kind of
offset.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we've made adjustments on both. So. So it's a really weird way to budget, but with a budget the size with the surpluses that we see, it helps even it out, you know, so you're not having the ebbs and flows as much.
This is an action item, too.
I'll make the motion.
I can second it.
Okay, motion by Tim, seconded by Bobby, to approve the unassigned fund balance spending and recovery plan. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now we'll get to the next meeting. It's September 17th. After Karen has come and visited all of us, I appreciate it.
We have most of the dates set already. Yeah.
Do you go to all the counties for budget presentation or not?
Yes. And fortunately, Benton is not on a Tuesday, so I can hit two that
skip
week.
That day.
Yeah. It's in the afternoon.
Yeah, right? We'll be in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. They want to do it all in one day.
I saw that.
Or, I mean, half a day in one day.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah, I was glad.
Are you going with that?
What?
Are you going with to present?
I'll be there for Benton County.
Yeah, you could come to Morrison. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm arm wrestle.
Give me an answer.
That might be worth attending.
I already had an extension on my case that I should come there to help out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she called and said, can you come up to Morrison County? And it's like, sorry, Lori, I'm busy that day.
That's going to be a push.
That's going to be a push, you think?
Need to see that disintegrate.
Yeah. Well, the part I always
Are we adjourned?
Yeah, we're adjourned.